Have you ever wondered where the filmmaker David Lynch gets the ideas for his weird films? Films like Mulholland Drive and Blue Velvet, not to mention his TV series, Twin Peaks. Well, it turns out that a lot of Lynch's creativity comes from practicing TM, Transcendental Meditation, as, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon discovered.
This is a clip from David Lynch's 1977 film, Eraserhead. A character known as the Lady in the Radiator sings the song In Heaven. And while heaven may be her path to happiness, David Lynch has found a different path, TM, Transcendental Meditation. Lynch says he noticed an immediate change when he started practicing TM more than 30 years ago.
Right away, anger started going. And I didn't even realize it. My first wife is the one, she said, after 2 weeks, Doug, comes to me and says, "Wait a minute, what's going on?" I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "This anger, where did it go?" Anger started going. Fears start going. Anxiety start going. Depression starts going. And what happens is you start enjoying things more. And you see things more clearly. Understanding grows. Intuition grows. Now, you know, it sounds like, you know, for a filmmaker, this knowingness, it's a field of pure knowingness that you're diving into. It sounds strange, but it's so familiar, so blissful, and you begin to understand more. The heavy, I call the suffocating rubber clown suit of negativity starts to dissolve. And when that thing starts dissolving, you know, it's so much freedom that comes with that. And when that ball of consciousness starts to grow, you can catch ideas at a deeper level.
According to Lynch, TM can help overcome the angst that gets in the way of the creative process.
We all have these anxieties and things like this. Those are like vice grips that keep those ideas from flowing and keep the enjoyment of doing cramped. Ideas, for me, I always loved them, but now they flow more freely. And if you have a desire for an idea, you can catch it more easily and understand it more and see how to work it more when that intuition goes to see how you can make it feel correct. Now, in Mulholland Drive, I made that film as a pilot for TV first, and ABC hated it. Then I got the opportunity to turn this open-ended story into a film, and I didn't have the ideas to do that. And the day that contracts were all signed for me to make it into a feature, I meditated in that evening, and must have been thinking about these things and knowing that I didn't have them. But in that meditation, like a string of pearls, all the ideas unfolded. Right in that meditation. All I had to do was write them down.
Lynch recently founded the David Lynch Foundation for Consciousness-Based Education and World Peace. One of the foundation's goals is to have transcendental meditation taught in schools to develop the full creative potential of students.
I've seen kids, for instance, and heard stories about kids. The stress is hitting children at a younger and younger age. Fear of going to schools with heavy violence and fear. And they introduce this simple technique of diving within. You cannot believe how it changes things completely. Happiness in the kids. Real, true self-assurance. They enjoy going to school. Tardiness goes way down. It's from within.
David Foster Wallace wrote, quote, "David Lynch's movies are often described as occupying a kind of middle ground between art film and commercial film. But what they really occupy is a whole third different kind of territory," end quote. For example, the dream sequence from Lynch's TV series Twin Peaks, in which a dwarf dances in a red room. Does David Lynch see a connection between the dreamlike style of his work and his practice of TM?
No, not really. I love dream logic. We know that dreaming is different from waking is from sleeping. Those are three states of consciousness. Transcending has been proven to be a fourth state of consciousness. The entire brain is involved in transcending. It chases away the negative things that have been binding you. They say that, you know, if 10 directors got the same script, there'd be 10 different films. Really different. So the ideas always pass through a certain machine. Like the ideas I love, they pass through my machine and they come out a certain way. You know, your life is going by as you're doing your work. And if you're enjoying the doing more and more every day, it sounds kind of Pollyanna-ish, but it's so beautiful when it's true. That's your life going by.
It's interesting, David, that you have said that you have to feel good in order to create something and that this is something that TM helps you to achieve, because this goes against the conventional belief that an artist has to suffer in order to create great art, doesn't it?
Right. Now, so much against it, Doug. Somebody asked Maharishi, doesn't the artist have to suffer to create? And all he did was laugh. And in the laughter, people start to think, wait a minute, because it's totally ass backwards, completely. If you're suffering, you can't create. Now, you should understand suffering. In stories, there's contrast. You got to be able to tell a story about the human condition, highs and lows and in-betweens. Understanding of sorrow, understanding of high anxiety, understanding of, you know, real rage. You can understand those things, but you yourself don't have to suffer with those things. If you're very depressed, I mean really depressed, you can't even get out of bed, let alone create something. It's ridiculous to think. Now, there's artists that pretend to be the starving artist in the garret. That's to get chicks, and that's the bottom line. They love this thing. The girls bring them sandwiches, and it's a beautiful life. They're not suffering.
Yeah.
They're playing a role. The thing is that when that blanket of suffering starts to lift, that is a real blessing.
Lynch describes himself as a very, very happy camper, which might seem strange since his films are so dark.
It doesn't make much sense, but I love what cinema does. It makes me so happy to do this. We do things really, you know, that we love to do in the hopes that somebody else will love it, you know, or get the same feeling. I love to go into a new world. I love to have that experience. I love to see what cinema can do with certain ideas, certain abstractions. It's its own language, you know. And like I said, there's contrast in stories. But the more we leave suffering, the better.
One of TM's advanced techniques is yogic flying. Meditators claim this is the effect of the mind moving the body.
If I had a camera and I was going to film the yogic flyer, I would start with a wide shot, and I would dolly slowly in, and you'd see the yogic flyer hopping. And, you know, you'd say, oh, that's not flying, that's hopping, that's ridiculous. But then the camera would get very close and actually go within the yogic flyer. And if you could portray that experience of what they call bubbling bliss, then everyone would understand what was going on. That bliss is so intense. It's like grabbing onto the biggest power line you can imagine and having that electricity be bliss. The sweetest nectar of life just jamming in that body. the bliss of that experience is what the peace creating groups utilize. You know, in projecting that, it's very powerful enlivening of that unified field.
Filmmaker David Lynch. He spoke to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.